This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. Nearly one quarter of New Mexico's population is registered to receive a COVID-19 vaccination, but officials at some of the state's largest health care providers said today that inconsistencies with the supply chain are among the barriers to getting more shots in arms. Health officials have been urging people to be patient as the focus shifts from vaccinating frontline health care workers, first responders, and those at long-term care facilities to senior citizens. Those with chronic illnesses that put them at higher risk are also on the list. Health Secretary Dr. Tracy Collins said roughly 750,000 people fall within the groups eligible now. It could be weeks before New Mexico can expand eligibility, given the uncertainties around federal vaccine allocations. Of the more than 221,000 doses that have been shipped so far, nearly 204,000 have been administered, putting New Mexico among the top states for vaccine distribution rates. Top officials of some of the state's largest healthcare providers said they're ready to set up more clinics after more doses arrive. New Mexico has seen its daily numbers of confirmed infections fall with COVID-19 hospitalizations. In fact, the daily infection total has been below 1,000 for the last several days. However, deaths are still high, with more than 200 reported in the last week. Officials said there's about a four-week lag before changes in the case total are reflected, so the death rate is expected to ease up in February. Democratic legislators are redoubling efforts to repeal New Mexico's dormant 50-year-old ban on most abortion procedures that could go into effect if the U.S. Supreme Court overturns the landmark Roe v. Wade abortion ruling. A bill that would shore up abortion rights statewide was scheduled for its first legislative committee hearing today in video conference format as a precaution against the coronavirus. 25 senators have signed on as co-sponsors of the bill. That's an indication of strong support in the 42-member Democratic-led state Senate. The state's voters last year ousted five conservative-leaning Democratic senators who voted in 2019 against a failed bill to overturn the state's abortion ban. The state House approved that bill, and it appears unlikely to waver this year. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham wants the abortion ban overturned. A bipartisan group of New Mexico lawmakers is pushing legislation that would allow more students to attend class in person by shifting authority over decisions to reopen from state officials to local school boards. The proposal follows the start of vaccine distribution to some teachers and growing pressure from parents to reopen schools and resume high school sports. GOP House Minority Leader Jim Townsend was scheduled to introduce the legislation today. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham would likely veto the bill. She has allowed for limited in-person learning for younger students and those with disabilities, but they cover only a fraction of students in the state. The governor's reopening plan was developed with input from health officials and a scientific modeling team at Los Alamos National Laboratory. Multiple metrics of COVID-19 caseloads, positivity rates, and testing rates are tracked, and each county is categorized as part of a color-coded system, with red being the most at risk. Sparsely populated Harding County is the only one of 33 to be classified as green. This is KUNM.